The Holy Ghost, Elder Delbert L. Stapley, Delbert L. Stapley, Conference Report, October 1966, pages 111-114. My brothers and sisters and friends, in the confusion of today's beliefs, philosophies, sophistries, changing standards of personal behavior, and the bold voice of unorthodox extremists, man's need for spiritual guidance to choose the right and forsake the wrong is of paramount importance to his assurance of hope for peace and happiness. Without the light of the Spirit, people see through a glass, darkly. Their judgments and decisions are so often faulty, they bog down in confusion, frustration, and utter bewilderment. The things of God known by the Spirit of God, the Apostle Paul's query is still meaningful. Said he, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." This declaration should leave no doubt in one's mind that without the Spirit of God the things of God cannot be understood. However, man usually attempts to interpret all things according to his own learning and knowledge. We would do well to acknowledge that the Spirit of God should reflect itself in all our doings. Christianity has little value if men do not take it with them and use it honestly in all their activities in life. Oh, if man would only understand and willingly accept the source of his knowledge and the power and skill of his achievements. All intelligence in any form comes from God, who knows and comprehends all things. We marvel at the numerous and varied discoveries that are achieved in the laboratories of industry, in universities of learning, and through private research. If man would concentrate the same degree of research in the laboratory of his soul, he would discover life's purpose and God's way to attain eternal life. This should be man's greatest and most important goal. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and without me ye can do nothing." The guide to truth, the Holy Ghost aids and guides the honest seeker after truth. How wonderful if all would be pricked in the heart as the apostles' listeners were on the day of Pentecost and would willingly follow the admonition given by them on that occasion, to repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Baptism opens the door. These two steps open the door to understanding, peace, brotherhood, and happiness to all men. The baptism with the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands obtains for the truly repentant companionship of this spiritual power with its gifts and blessings. John the Baptist, speaking of the Christ, testified, "He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and with fire." The Holy Ghost, man can only become spotless and sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost in his personal life. The Holy Ghost is a cleansing and purifying agent to all who receive it and are righteous. This means that sin and iniquity are spiritually burned out of the repentant person. He then receives the remission of sins, and his soul is sanctified and made clean for the Holy Ghost to abide in him. The cleansed person enjoys a newness of life and becomes a new creature in the Spirit. The Lord has declared, "And this is my gospel: repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost, even the Comforter, which showeth all things, and teacheth the peaceable things of the kingdom." The prophet Nephi gave this admonition to his people, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I know that if you shall follow the Son, with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception before God, but with real intent, repenting of your sins, witnessing unto the Father that ye are willing to take upon you the name of Christ, by baptism, yea, by following your Lord and your Savior down into the water, according to his word, behold, then shall ye receive the Holy Ghost." The Holy Ghost is a revelator of truth and has the related power of discernment, which interprets the mind and motives of man. Therefore, it has the function of preventing confusion and deception to the possessor of this gift. The Holy Ghost is an actual, heavenly endowment from God in the life of an individual. It is a power he can feel, if faithful and obedient. One learns to be sensitive and responsive to its guidance and influence. This accords with the Lord's promise to the faithful to visit them with the manifestation of his Spirit. The Holy Ghost then becomes a needful adhesive attribute to one's personal spirit and is a determining character factor in one's life. It gives meaning and direction in both temporal and spiritual matters. The Holy Ghost has many powers, gifts, and functions, but it will not abide in an unworthy, dishonest, or sinful person. Prior to Christ's death upon the cross, he cautioned his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem and not begin the ministry until they were endowed with power from on high. This promise was fulfilled to them in full measure on the day of Pentecost. Later the Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, declared, "No man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost." When Jesus inquired of his disciples, Whom do men say that I the Son of Man am? Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. By the power of the Holy Ghost, the Father revealed this knowledge to Peter. This spiritual manifestation confirms the Apostle Paul's statement that no one can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Paul added, But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. How can man profit by it if he hasn't received it? How can he receive it unless he follows the gospel path as taught by the Christ and has the Holy Ghost conferred upon him by the laying on of hands by one authorized to bestow it? The Apostle Peter declared, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus, thus anointed, conferred the Holy Ghost and its powers upon his chosen apostles, setting the example and pattern for all men to receive this holy gift from God. Jesus also informed his disciples before departing from them, But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Without this spiritual endowment, Christ's disciples could not become true witnesses to testify that Jesus was their Redeemer, Savior, Lord, and God. The need of this same blessing applies to each of us, or we will be without conviction and faith of Christ's reality, earthly mission, death upon the cross, and resurrection to life eternal. Jesus also described other attributes of the Holy Ghost when he said, Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. The Holy Ghost, then, is the Spirit of truth. Therefore, those who are worthy to possess it will be guided into all truth, which truth is the Word of God. The Holy Ghost will not abide with the unrighteous, the insincere, or the wicked person. It is a gift from God, most valuable to those who enjoy its companionship and powers, said Moroni, a Nephi prophet, and by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. Without the Holy Ghost one lives in spiritual darkness, blind to truth, unbelieving at heart, and apostate in feelings and teachings. The Holy Ghost is also a comforter. It has the power to give peace to the soul of the righteous. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of prophecy. The Apostle Peter, speaking of the more sure word of prophecy, admonished all to take heed, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. If prophets speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost is required to interpret correctly the teachings of holy men. Therefore, those who do not possess the Spirit of God cannot comprehend the things of God. The Holy Ghost is a revelator. Jesus, speaking of the Holy Ghost, promised his disciples, and he will shew you things to come. Revelation is God's plan of instructing his people and guiding his work and kingdom upon earth. The Holy Ghost, as a personage of spirit, has the power and capacity of touching the spirit of man and influencing him for good and righteousness if he is tuned to its spiritual wavelength. The Holy Ghost has the power to quicken one's mind and increase one's understanding and comprehension of divine and temporal things. Without it there can be no faith, hope, nor personal assurance of eternal life. The Holy Ghost inspires, uplifts, and motivates a sincere person to love truth and pursue righteousness. This feeling and power does not come without effort. One must ask of God after study and meditation if the thing is right. If true, one's bosom shall burn within him. But if it is not right, an individual will have no such feelings, but a stupor of thought shall prevail his being. Like the parable of the talents, every child of God endowed with the Holy Ghost is blessed with one or more spiritual gifts that can be strengthened and added upon. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, otherwise, it could not dwell in us. Too many are skeptical about the actuality of the Holy Ghost or lack faith in it and thus deny themselves of its powers and blessings. God is not a partial God but is the same yesterday, today, and forever to those who love and sincerely seek Him. Possession of the gift of the Holy Ghost is important and needful to the servant, the wage earner, the businessman, the farmer, the professional man, the scientist, the politician, the teacher, whether engaged in secular or religious teaching, and also to the rich and the poor alike. No one can afford to be without it nor devoid of its influence and power. It is sweet to the taste and satisfying to the soul. Trust the power of the Holy Ghost. The natural inclination of man is to rely solely upon himself and to ignore the purpose of his existence as well as his relationship to God who is his spiritual Father. If man will recognize his divine origin, he will then realize his heavenly Father will not leave him alone to grope in darkness of mind and spirit, but will make available a power to influence him in right paths and into standards of good behavior. The Holy Ghost is that power. It is the Holy Ghost, or the Comforter, That fills us with hope and perfect love. Men find peace, contentment, and comfort when by the Holy Ghost they gain a testimony of the Christ. Without the Spirit, one cannot teach correct doctrine. This church is directed by the Holy Ghost. Without the influence and directing force of this third member of the Godhead, this church would be just another church. True religion, with its standards, principles, and ideals interpreted, guided, and influenced by the Holy Ghost, is the basis for solving all problems, whether personal, national, or international. I humbly pray, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Ghost will always be our constant guide and companion, that we will listen to its voice and follow its guidance, for it will take us back to the presence of God, our eternal Father, and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, of whom I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.